Okay, we'll get to the end. It's just about a year, right? When do we start? Pesach last year. Pesach last year. All right, Perek Vav. We finished the long Mishnah, so now we're up to Mishnah Zayin. Excuse me? Page Reish Lamed in your sorry. G'dayla Taira, she nesenes chayim la'iseha. This Mishnah fits well with our old rule that the word Godoil is a reference to someone who gives. Although literally we always translate Godoil as big, but the rule is in Tanakh, the word Godoil refers to someone who's a giver. The first time the word Godoil appears in the Torah is Amar HaGadol Mimshal HaSayim. It refers to the sun. The sun is the biggest giver in all of creation. The sun gives warmth and light and sustenance to the world. And every time it says Godel in Tanakh, the Michtel Eliyahu says Godel in Tanakh always means somebody who's a noisein, someone who's a giver. So Ha'isha Gedayla Ma'ayd comes to mind. What's that by the Isha Shunamis? Ha'isha Gedayla Ma'ayd, the woman was very large, would not be a compliment to most women. Oh, beautiful. So, although it's true he got older, but that's not the point, right? The point is he became a giver. We know that a cut in someone under bar mitzvah is not capable of giving. Halachically, an under bar mitzvah boy who gives you something, it doesn't transfer ownership. So a gadol is someone who gives or someone who could give. So it fits beautifully with these words. G'dayla taira shi nesenes chayim laiseha. You say taira is gadol, is big. It doesn't mean large. It means nesenes, it's a giver. It gives chayim laiseha ba'ilam hazeha ba'ilam haba. It gives life to those who follow the Torah, who keep the Torah, both in this world and in the world to come. Shenemer. Ki chayim heim lemoitzo ayem. Now it brings a series of psukim that are, I believe, all from Mishlei, that are references to Torah in this sense. Vaymer afoys tehelis sarecha, l'sharecha. Thank you. Is that pronounced v'shikui las masecha? Va'aymer eitz chayim li'mehsikim bav, semcha miyusha, va'aymer ki liv yaschein heim l'reishecha, va'anokim l'gagor eisecha, va'aymer v'titein l'reishcha liv yaschein, va'tar tferes temagencha, va'aymer ki biyir b'yamecha, v'yisiv ha'roshan eitz chayim, va'aymer erich yom b'yimino, v'smayo shev v'kavayin, va'aymer ki erich yom eitz chayim, v'shalim yisifu lach, va'aymer d'recha d'achinayim, v'chadisir v'yisiv ha'shalim. So all these psukim, one after the other, are references to Torah as the source of everything good, source of beauty, of healing, of wealth, etc.
There's a debate that we always talk about whether the Iker is learning or doing. And here he says, Dolo Torah, Sheino Senes Chaim Osel, not Lolo Del.
It's true, you have to learn and perform. The Gemara says Deker is the learning, but because it brings a person Lidei Maisa, yeah. So you need both, I guess. You need to learn, but you have to learn in order to do. Okay. Gedola Torah, she says Chaim Loseha, Reb Chaim Voloshin writes, Ratzalaymer afilu achiyus, shamitzvah nesenes le'oiseha, less la lahamitzvah mi garmo klum. It's interesting. He says, even the chiyus, that the mitzvah gives, one who performs it, doesn't come from the mitzvah itself. So it's interesting what you were saying. Is he saying, even when someone does a mitzvah, the chiyus that comes to a person from it, the reward that comes from a person, is something that comes from the fact that it's in the Torah, and therefore it conveys to the person this idea of chayim. They said it's chayim lo'isab ba'ilamazab ba'ilambak, he says, interesting that even if the person's dead, there's an idea that if somebody repeats his Torah, he's considered to be alive. His lips, so to speak, move in the kever. It says, Tamid Chacham have no rest even in the other world. Because that Torah is still repeated in this world. And you can imagine Rashi in the other world is quite busy because I think there's a moment that there's nobody... There's always somebody learning a Rashi someplace. Incredible. It's chayim the machzikim ba ki ha'olam yoyim yam zayef v'galav sayerim. I love this language. This world is like a stormy sea whose waves are storming to sink, latvia to sink, b'metzulas hataiva, is to sink a person in the overflow of desire in this person's world, in the flood of desire. Ach, habali notzel, if you want to be saved, yoches be'etzachayim yatayra. Person has to grab on to the etzachayim, which is tayra, v'yatavlili etzahara v'tayva isav. And that is the medication. Somebody who has a hard time with his etzahara has to sit and learn in order to succeed. Someone who doesn't sit and study Torah is leaving life. If somebody learns and he wants to get that which the Torah gives him, it's truly a Eitz Chaim for him. I won't explain that. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Some people think she'isal the Torah tayve k'dayla. Then when I learn, I'm doing the Torah this big favor. Look at the books; they're all on the shelf. V'hi taimchan, I'm giving the books use. Af she'shogeh b'machshavta imekom akim imusher. If he's learning even with this intention, he's still fortunate. Right, there's an idea I'd like to share with you. The idea is quoted from the Zayar that Hashem created this world with what the Zayar calls Tashrak, with the backwards Aleph Beis. And in down here, the world exists in the orderly Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. And in heaven, it's sort of in the reverse Aleph Beis. Now, what in the world does that mean? We say Olam Hafuch Reisi. This is a backwards world. Upstairs is one order. Here it's a different order. So here it goes from Aleph to Tav, and upstairs it goes from Tav to Aleph. So the understanding is the following. I don't know. There are probably deeper understandings, but the simpler understanding is this: when a person wants to build a house, he starts with the image of the house in his mind, in his plan. And that's the image. That's sort of the tough. That's the ending that he wants to get to. He starts with a couple of pieces of wood and some tools. That's the Aleph. So in this world, in order to build anything, you have to start from Aleph and go to tough. You go in the right order. Truthfully, though, you're not really doing that. In the Olam HaMachshava, you're starting with the tough. You're starting with where you want to get, and you're working on it. Or, for example, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the refuah before the makkah. Hashem creates the refuah before he gives anyone the makkah. I once read that Reb Kiv Eger struggled with the maskilim in his time. And he was walking in the street, and some of them were smoking on Shabbos. So as he walked by, they felt a little awkward. So they said, Rebbe, it's a refuah. On Shabbos we're doing a refuah. So Rabbi Kivega responded to them, oh, you have the refuah. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create the makkah for you. If you don't have the refuah, God doesn't create the makkah. The idea, though, is that Hashem doesn't hit somebody till he has a refuah. That means upstairs, it starts from the top. It starts from the end result. And then there's a purpose in giving a person the makkah. And then the person struggles and he gets to the end result, which is the plan. So that it's not so far-fetched. We say Hashem created the world. He started from Tav and worked his way back to Aleph. It's not so far-fetched to understand it, even in a simple understanding, that this world is backwards. I think they say that the most common word in the Torah is which word appears the most in the Torah? S, right, from Aleph to Tav. In Gemara, in Torah Shebaal Peh, Tah is, I don't know if it's the most common word, but maybe it is. It's one of the most common. The backwards, the tough to the Aleph. As if to say that down here it's Aleph to tough. Upstairs it's tough to Aleph. So things are sort of backwards. Getting back here. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava t'chila, right. When a person sets out to do, he starts with the machshava first, with his plan of where he wants to get, and then he goes about trying to get there. It's a very strange world. We spend our whole life trying to get somewhere, And the years go by, and then you're not sure exactly, I think a certain age, you decide that, I'm not sure what, I'm not holding at that age yet, but the person's always running after the elusive things that, that he wants, and they're not always attainable. A healthy person runs after what's attainable. We don't know what's attainable. But in a world that's awesome, tough to Aleph, you can start with the goals and work your way back to achieve those goals. At any rate, the idea that it's chayli machzikim ba, the idea that in this world it seems like you're doing a favor to Torah when you go to learn. You're doing a favor, you're going to learn, you're joining the Daf Yomi, you're helping out the Magid Shir, or you're doing something. In truth, it's the thing that helps the person in this world. It has the opportunity to give a person happiness, because this world, with all its challenges, has a lot of feelings of futility and frustration, and if there's no purpose, then everything is frustrating. And if you have the Torah, which is the purpose, so it's chayim, you hold on to the Torah very as dearly as you can, and then everything else doesn't matter as much. Anyway, this is the idea of it's chayim v'machzikim bav sechayim yusha, the idea of seeing Torah in that light. Let's see the next Mishnah. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechai Oimer. What? Oh, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yechai. That's interesting. Interesting. Okay, I have Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, but you're probably right. Oimer. Now count the things he lists. Okay, let's see. Hanoi. Right, this is actually in the order of a person's life. Young people have beauty and strength. In middle life, the beauty tends to dissipate by other people. All of us, I'm not included. Anyway, ha'aisha v'ha'kavit, that's midlife. You stop worrying about being beautiful. You'd rather eat than be skinny, except for Herbie. V'ha'kayach, and energy it might diminish. But aisha and kavit are what we pursue. When a person gets older, ha-chochma v'ha-zikna v'ha-seva. The wisdom comes, and then the zikna, what is it, chochma, zikna, seva. As a person gets older, v'ha-banim, and then to leave generations. No la tzaddika v'no la oilam. So how many things is that? Noi, kayach, oisher, kovit, chochma, zikna, seva, banim. That's eight, right? Eight things. These eight things, nol the tzaddikim and nol ha'olam, they're appropriate if they're together with a tzaddik, and then they're good for the world. Shneimar now brings a list of psukim. The psukim are not in the order that it's listed for some reason. The Barbanel says it's listed in the order of chronologically, and psukim are listed in the order that they appear in Mishlei. Shneimar teres teferes seva b'derech tzedakah timatzeh. The beauty of old age you find b'derech tzedakah, in a righteous person. Righteous people, when they get older, become more better people. Amaratzim, when they become older, become very often bitter and unhappy people. V'aymer teres zekeinim b'nei banim teferes banim avaisam. It talks about children. V'aymer teferes bachurim kaicham. V'hod zekeinim seva. So we cover kaich and seva. V'aymer v'chafra halavana v'baisha achama. Ki melech Hashem tzvokis baratim v'sholai v'neged zekeinim kavay. It says ultimately the real honor is for zekeinim. So it didn't mention here noi or oisher. So the Mefarshim say that it was in the previous Mishnah. Some of the psukim were earlier. The previous Mishnah mentioned Livyaschein Loreshecha, Nakam Lagagoreshecha, that Torah gives beauty. So some of them were mentioned earlier. Now here's where it gets tricky. Rav Shimon ben Asya Aimer, Elu Sheva Midais Shemaru Chachamim L'Tzadikim. These seven Midais that the Chachamim counted for Tzadikim, Kulam Niskaimu B'Rebi U'Babanav. They all came true with Rebbe and his descendants. So of course the Kasha is, it was eight, it wasn't seven. It's a little hard to know. I would think to say is that Bonim, there are seven Midas, and they're having children. So, Berebi Uba Bonav. That's why I would have thought to say it. Others say that Rebbe did not live a long life. He didn't reach Seva. He reached Zikna, but not Seva. So perhaps that's why. Reb Chaim, do you know how long Rebbe lived? I don't know. Huh? Describes his death in Ksuvos. I think it says his age, though. Now, Barbanel says that he didn't live a long life. He didn't live. He lived over 60, but he hit 70. 70 is saved. So, David hit 70, right? The day he died. Okay. All right, let's see on the Mefarsh in the bottom. Hanoi Noel Letzadikim. Now, listen to what he says. Heim Kemoi Hasimin. What's the next word? Figure that out. He means nil. He means zero. Right? How do you say zero in Hebrew? In modern Hebrew, they say Ephes. What do you have?
Null.
Null, right? It's an English word. He means it as a Lithuanian word or wherever he came from. He means the word zero. There is no word in Hebrew for zero. Modern Hebrew used the word Ephes, which doesn't appear anywhere. It means the word, listen to this. This is what he's saying. Hasimin nil b'mispar, like in numbers, the zero. Asher hanul, which is the zero, ba'atzmai ene klom. A zero is zero. Afilu elef mehem, even if you have 1,000 zeros, ene b'mispar echad, it doesn't equal one. Rak al yada yochalias mispar echad lekama revois million. Through zeros, a one could become a million. You follow what's going on? He says, beauty is a zero. But if you put it together with a tzaddik, then it's worth, then it has value. Money is a zero. But if someone's a tzaddik and he has money, then it's worthwhile. You agree? That's what he's saying, man. What? They say the same thing about yichus. A bunch of zeros, and it's my observation that in Eretz Yisrael, if you have a lot of money, you're still a nobody. If you know how to learn, you're a nobody, even if you have money. If you know how to learn and you have money, okay, so then the money is meaningful. A guy doesn't know how to learn, he's a nobody, he's ashamed. In America, if you don't have money, you're a nobody. If you have money, okay, then if you know how to learn, then it's something. Like, you know, in America, the learning is the zeros and the money is the one. It's a stroll, it's exactly the opposite. You know, you see a guy who's wealthy and he doesn't know how to learn. He's a nebuch, you know. There are different priorities there. And here it goes the other way. I don't know. The shtetl was that way too, right? The fiddler on the roof. Anyway, a teres tferes seva ratzlaim in biderat stokat himatze, then a teres tferes is seva.